Reading from Genesis 29. And Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my brother, should you serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall be thy reward?" And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger Rachel. And Leah's eyes were weak, and Rachel was beautiful in form and beautiful in look. And Jacob loved Rachel, and he said, "I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter." And Laban said, "It is better that I should give her to thee than to another man. Abide with me." And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they were in his eyes as only days in his love for her. Further from Isaiah chapter 52. Stir thyself, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on the garments of thy splendor, O Jerusalem, thou city of holiness. For no more shall come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake off the dust from thyself, arise, sit, O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bonds of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. How comely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings tidings, who makes peace to be heard, who brings tidings of good, who makes salvation to be heard, who says to Zion, "Thy God reigns." From Matthew chapter 25. "And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he shall sit on the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered together all the nations, and he shall separate them one from the other, as the shepherd separates sheep from the goats. And he shall stand the sheep indeed on his right hand, but the goats on his left. And then the king shall say to those on his right hand, 'Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a sojourner, and you gathered me. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then shall the just answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see thee hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? And when did we see thee a sojourner, and gathered thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? And when did we see thee weak, or in prison, and came to thee?' And the king, answering, shall say to them, 'Truly I say to you, as much as you have done it to one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it to me.'" From Divine Love and Wisdom 308. "Can anyone fail to see quite clearly that the goals of creation are useful functions? Simply bear in mind that nothing can arise from God the Creator. Nothing can be created, therefore, that is not useful. If it is to be useful, it must be for the sake of others. Even if it is for its own sake, it is still for others, because we are useful to ourselves in order to be fit to be useful to others. Anyone who keeps this in mind can also keep in mind the thought that functions that are truly useful cannot arise from us, but must be in us from one who brings forth nothing but what is useful." And from Heaven and Hell 414, "People in heaven are continually progressing toward the springtime of life. The more thousands of years they live, the more pleasant and happy is their springtime. This continues forever, increasing according to the growth and the level of their love, their charity and faith. As the years pass, elderly women who have died of old age, women who had lived in faith in the Lord and kindness toward their neighbors and in contented marriage love with their husbands, come more and more into the flower of growing youth and into a beauty that surpasses any notion of beauty accessible to our sight. Their goodness and caring is what gives them their form and gives them its own likeness, making the pleasure and beauty of kindness radiate from every least corner of their faces so that they become actual forms of kindness. Some people have seen them and have been stunned. The form of charity that is open to view in heaven is like this because it is charity itself that both gives and is given visible form. In fact, it does this in such a way that the whole angel, especially her face, is virtually kindness itself appearing to open perception. When people look at this form, its beauty is unutterable, affecting the very inmost life of the mind with kindness. In a word, to grow old in heaven is to grow young. People who have lived in love for the Lord and charity toward their neighbor are forms like this, or beauties like this in the other life. All angels are forms like this in infinite variety. This is what makes heaven. Amen. Here end the lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.